You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When Elsa Guerra immigrated to the U.S., she cooked homemade meals that reminded her of her childhood. And it was healthy food that might just have saved her life twice. Today, the great-grandmother teaches people about nutrition for the nonprofit 18 Reasons. KELW's Sarah Nora Coast visited her workshop to learn more.
In a compact room in Oakland's San Antonio district, eight people are gathered around a table with cutting boards, sharpened knives, and green curly kale. Elsa Guerra is prepping the group for today's class.
Quarter is fine.
No, quarter is fine. You want to see him. That's it.
The program is called Cooking Matters, and it's created for low-income earners. It's Elsa's job to assist the chef, facilitate tasks, and give the students advice about taking on a healthy lifestyle. Being healthy is part of Elsa's lifestyle, too.
If you're not okay, you cannot take care of anybody else.
She's been a health promoter for almost 4 years and taught more than 30 groups of students. When you hear what she has to say about different types of ingredients, it's hard to believe she didn't always know how to cook. But she didn't. When she first became a mom, her two kids used to hate her chicken rice soup.
They didn't like them at all. They said, I don't think I like the other one in the can better. So it took me a long time to actually make good soups. And now everybody loves my soups.
Elsa didn't learn while she was growing up. She was born in Mexico and moved back and forth between there and Guatemala for the first 2 decades of her life. Her parents split up when she was 5. Despite growing up with maids, Elsa still had to look after her siblings as the oldest child.
From a very young age, I was sort of responsible for helping, taking care of them.
She migrated to the U.S. when she was 20, marrying a Guatemalan man who was serving at a military base in Missouri. It was a rough start for her. She couldn't communicate with the locals.
It was like, nothing. I couldn't understand anything for the first 2 weeks at all.
She says everything was new and exciting, but then she started to feel homesick.
All of a sudden, I started wondering, you know, feeling really nostalgic about my people, my food, my smells, my colors, sounds, everything, you know, because it's different.
After a year living in the Ozarks, Elsa moved to San Francisco. It was in the middle of the happy hippie 60s.
Perfect place to go.
Things seemed to fall into place. She got a degree from UC Berkeley, created good friendships, raised a family, and started to really play around with new recipes. But on February 17th, 2005, her life changed. Elsa was diagnosed with breast cancer, a disease that affects 1 out of 8 women in the U.S.
Seeing yourself in the mirror with no eyelashes, that was a shock. I expected my hair, my head, but the day that I saw, where are my eyelashes and my eyebrows, you know, it's pretty shocking.
But Elsa didn't give up easily. She fought the cancer, received treatment, ate a lot of salmon and broccoli, made sure to exercise, and did her own extensive research. But then, 7 years later...
I was helping my daughter take things in and out of the house because she was storing some stuff. And I thought I was tired because I was doing that and decided to take a little rest.
Something didn't feel right. Her left shoulder and neck seemed weirdly sore and she was dizzy. Elsa quickly grabbed the phone to do a Google search.
Almost every single symptom I was having. So I thought, oh my gosh. So I said to my daughter, I gotta go to the hospital now.
It was a heart attack. She was terrified. Her dad died of one when he was 53. But she was more fortunate. She survived, recovered, and became even more determined to live healthy.
For the first 6 months after the heart attack, hardly any fats at all.
For Elsa, it's not about going to the gym on a daily basis. But she did walk 20 minutes every day, even when she didn't feel like it.
I pay attention to my body. You know, I see anything that is not exactly right. I want to check it out.
And then she started helping others live healthy too.
I want to learn how to cook healthy.
That's Esteban Romeo, also from Mexico.
Yeah, I like to make my own food. I like to put my hands on the products when I have to cook, yes.
He's been working in kitchens for many years, so cooking is not a problem for him, clearly. But Esteban never really learned about nutrition before.
Steven, garnachas. Garnachas? Yeah. Ay, me voy a comer a garnacha.
Another person here is Kleina Lopez. She's a single mom, and she's mainly here because of her daughter and son. She wants to be a role model and be here for them as long as she can.
This is not a diet. This is what you're going to do for the rest of your life if you want to live longer and in good health.
Elsa teaches her students what to look for in supermarkets, gives tips on exercise, and suggests they pay attention to calories. Also, she has strategies for stretching time and money.
Don't cook for one meal. You know, if you're buying at the store food, think that it's going to be enough food to prepare for several days.
And she encourages her students to
use our power that's in our pockets. If you go to the store and you find cans of beans or whatever you're going to buy that has a lot of salt and you want to buy it without salt, you tell the person, I've been buying for you for a long time and you only have things with salt. Could you order without salt or less salt? And at first they said, okay, but they don't do it. But if you keep doing it and you tell other people, when you hear 2, 3, 4 people, they start thinking about it.
And by now, Elsa has worked with more than 250 people, and the age she's just been working with are about to graduate. The participants are receiving their diplomas for finishing the Cooking Matters program. Esteban says it feels
amazing. Yes, it's a great feeling though.
Elsa puts her arm around his shoulder and they pose for a photo. Then it's on to the next class and the next healthy meal. In Oakland, I'm Sarah Noah Coast for Cross Currents.
Sarah is a Danish intern working with us through the Council on International Educational Exchange. To learn more about Elsa Guerra's work and the Cooking Matters program, go to klw.org.